This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindoor has become a symbol of India's women power. Addressing a public rally in Bhopal, he said that India will not tolerate any form of proxy war and is determined to respond firmly to such acts of terror. The Prime Minister was addressing the Women Empowerment Mahasammelan organized on the 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai at Jamburi Maidan in Bhopal today. He said that Operation Sindoor has become a symbol of India's bravery. The terrorists had challenged the power of women. Referring to the public welfare schemes of the government, the Prime Minister highlighted the public welfare schemes inspired by the ideals of Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai Holkar. During the event, the Prime Minister inaugurated key infrastructure projects including the Indore Metro's first phase and two regional airports, one in Satna and another in Datia.
आज मध्य प्रदेश को पहली मेट्रो सुविधा मिली है इंदौर पहले ही स्वच्छता के लिए दुनिया में अपनी पहचान बना चुका है कुछ दिन पहले ही केंद्र सरकार ने रतलाम नागदा रूट को चार लाइनों में बदलने के लिए स्वीकृति दे दी है केंद्र सरकार ने इंदौर मनमाड़ रेल परियोजना को भी मंजूरी दे दी है आज मध्य प्रदेश के दतिया और सतना भी
India is set to retain its position as the fastest growing major economy in financial year 2026, supported by strong macroeconomic fundamentals, a resilient financial sector, and a focus on sustainable growth, according to a State Bank of India report. Miss Thailand Opal Suchata Chuangsiri was crowned Miss World 2025. The 72nd edition of the Miss World pageant concluded with a glittering ceremony at the Hitex Exhibition Center in Hyderabad tonight. The 22-year-old from Phuket stood out with her confidence, grace and commitment to women's health awareness. She was honored with the crown after an intense competition featuring over 100 contestants from across the world. The Delhi High Court has dismissed a plea moved by RJD Chief and former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad Yadav, seeking to stay the trial court proceedings in the Land for Jobs scam case registered by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI. The case centers on accusations that Mr. Yadav granted railway jobs in exchange for land parcels, which were transferred to his family or associates during his tenure from 2004 to 2009. The Indian Army is conducting trials of next-generation defense technologies at key locations across the country, including the Pokhran Field Firing Ranges, Babina Field Firing Ranges, and Joshimath. The Ministry of Defense in a statement today said that these field trials are being conducted under near-combat conditions, integrating electronic warfare simulations to assess the performance of cutting-edge defense systems rigorously. Air defense equipment demonstrations are also scheduled to take place in Agra and Gopalpur. In Pakistan, the Baloch Liberation Army BLA freedom fighters claim to have taken complete control of Surab city in the Balochistan province, paralyzing all military, administrative and financial structures of the state. BLA spokesperson Jiyand Baloch said that the operation continued for over 3 hours, during which the fighters took control of the paramilitary force station, police station, deputy commissioner office, guest house and bank, damaging infrastructure. At the Asian Athletics Championships 2025 in Gumi, South Korea, India finished second in the medal tally with 24 medals. India clinched 8 gold, 10 silver and 6 bronze in the championships. In addition, Animesh Kujur and Parul Chaudhary set new national records. On the last day of the championship today, India bagged 3 silver and 3 bronze medals. In badminton, Indian pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty bowed out of the men's doubles finals of Singapore Open today. In the semi-final contested this evening, the third-seeded Malaysian pair of Aron Chia and Wui Yik Saw defeated Indian pair 2-1. In the other semi-final, South Korean pair of Kim Won-ho and Seo Song-jae defeated Kim Astrup and Anders Skarup Rasmussen of Denmark in straight sets, and that is the end of this news bulletin.